Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them. Because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we open our care packages that we sent to each other, we discuss The Witches and other terrifying movies from the 90s, Corey talks his return to YouTube, and I relive my traumatic fender bender from the past weekend. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. 5 4
Not a 5.
3 2 1
You do realize that annoying counting was not in the episode.
It could be. Maybe it will be. Who knows, baby?
TBD.
TBD for my BB.
Your sexy pout counting. Sexy pounting.
This is what I've learned. When you want to be sexy, you only say half the word.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. And then the other half of the word is a moan.
I don't know if you've ever done anything sexy.
I'm trying. Look at me.
Oh God, that reminds me. I have content that I need to post on my Instagram. My roommate and I my roommate and I went for a walk yesterday, and there was a chalkboard or chalk outline on the sidewalk that said kissing square, like as if you're just supposed to stand in the square and wait for your kiss.
I'm booking my flight, baby. I am making my way.
So it's just a picture of me in my mask standing in the kissing square thinking, well, husband, where are you?
Is the kissing square in any relation to, what is it, Tiananmen Square?
I thought you were going to say kissing tree.
Well, yeah, I know it's related to the kissing tree.
And then I was going to say they're definitely play cousins.
Okay.
Speaking great. Of play cousins.
What?
I really went there.
Where?
Did you see? I really got from one point to point A to point B.
Not yet. Fine. Don't count your eggs, bitch. Don't count your eggs.
Did you see Taylor Swift and Katy Perry are play cousins?
Allegedly.
Yeah. Come on.
Is that true?
The Billboard article made it sound true-ish.
Well, we're all...
I don't know her
great-great-great-grandma. We're all cousins.
We are.
Do I care? Sure. That makes sense. That makes sense to me.
I did not think you were going to say sure that you actually care.
Actually, I take it back. You're right. I don't care.
That caught me off guard.
I think smile is fine.
Oh shit! I forgot. We wouldn't even get to talk about smile
yet. Let's talk. So she's kicking off the new era. I don't know if it's going to get the same treatment as Chromatica of like stop go.
But it's already been pushed, baby. It was supposed to come out in June.
When was the last time you pushed a baby?
I would kill to push a baby.
Me giving birth. Oh, baby, I'm pushing the baby.
You're not allowed to push children.
Why?
I don't know. One of my friends...
If a child pushes you first, I feel like...
Yeah. Oh, self-defense. I get last hit.
One tug or two.
One up or two down. One of my friends the other night sent me one of those Instagram stories from, of course, from a privated account, but it was kids getting hurt or kids falling down, something like that. And I was too stoned and I thought, do I want to watch kids getting hurt? How badly are they getting hurt?
Well, I would, I don't, it's like.
I was too stoned to make a decision at that point. So I thought, nah, I'm good.
There's, have you seen the show 100 People or whatever on Netflix?
What's it about? The wall?
They have 100 people in like a bunch of experiments. And
oh yeah, so I watched every episode. I loved that.
Oh, okay. So then you know the episode where they show like America's Funniest Home Videos type content, and half of the people see the same that like footage with a laugh track. And half of them don't see it with a laugh track. And
it was people getting hurt.
Yes. And so with a laugh track, everyone laughs along and they love it. And without a laugh track, the same exact footage, everyone's disturbed by the content. And so it's like, what were you talking about?
I think the proof is pushing a child. I think that, that it's proof that music scorers or engineers or whatever they are, they really control all of our moods.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Just like Katy Perry does with Smile.
Okay, so you want to talk about Smile. The artwork is what?
I saw that I saw the whole thing where like a fan redid the album artwork. But don't you think the fan version with that like with her dress looking like a big top circus, like with the like a door and a smile, doesn't it look like there's a door going into her vagina? I just couldn't get over that.
Did someone say big top?
Did you see the big top? I thought, okay, I like this, but why is there a door to her vagina? That was on the fan-made one. Everyone was eating it up, and I thought, who cares?
Speaking of a big top with a door to her vagina.
Bitch, I have more things to say about Smile. You really didn't like it?
I need to talk about a big top with a door to her vagina. That's the transition I have.
All right, well, I'm coming back to Smile before the end of this episode.
Do you know about Scooby-Doo's Velma?
Oh, my God.
Talk about a big top with a door to her vagina.
Listen, first of all, Scooby changed his name to Scoob, just like when Puff Daddy went to Diddy.
Really? For real, real?
Well, no, but maybe.
So Velma, first of all,
Scoob,
do you know her?
It's just Scoob.
Val. Do you know Velma's last name?
No.
Dinkley.
Velma Dinkley?
Yeah, okay. So, anyway, the show's creator just admitted that she is, in fact, a lesbian.
Okay.
Big top with a door to her vagina.
Okay. As long as it's consensual and everyone's of age.
That's all, baby.
You made me stop talking about Smile to tell me that a cartoon character is a lesbian?
Welcome to the family, baby.
I guess we're here, we're queer, get used to it.
Yeah, the two big lesbian debuts this year were Velma and Nikki Blonsky.
Well, thank God the year's only halfway over.
Lesbians are thriving. Okay, back to Smile.
Did you think International Smile walked so Smile could run?
Yes. In the same way, Fashion exclamation mark walked so Fashion could run.
Donatella.
Yes.
Secondly, do you think Smile reminds you a little bit of This Is How We Do?
Yes. Yeah. But I kind of hear Smile and it could be a bonus track on Witness. It could be a bonus track on Prism.
Really?
It doesn't really take me anywhere new. It doesn't feel...
I mean, Smile very much. I 1000% agree that it sounds like a track right off of Prism. But I think a lot of the stuff she's put out in the last year is like a nod back to Prism and Teenage Dream, which is why I'm excited for the album. But yeah, I just thought Smile, I do like it a lot. But I also liked This Is How We Do a lot as well. But I definitely think they're play cousins.
I just feel I don't know why people rush through an album so quickly. Like some of these albums really have a lot of singles on them that they could have just had a very long era. Why not, instead of starting over, just like keep releasing. I don't know.
Well, and you see, well, I First of all, I thought I had heard that the album was going to be called Daisies instead of Smile, which I think I liked better. But she released, because it comes out in August, like August 14th, she released the track list, and it has 12 tracks on it, like five of which we've already heard. And then like it doesn't have Small Talk, which I think is weird. And it doesn't have Never Worn White, which I'm okay with. But I just thought, really, of all you've put out all these songs the last year, and like you can't just throw them on and have the album be 16 tracks long. Like, why would you not include songs we've already heard?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not like you have to pay. I mean, maybe, I don't know what the situation is, but it's not like you have to pay to make more space on a digital album, do you?
That's what I'm confused. So yeah, I mean, it had Never Really Over. It had Harley's in Hawaii. It has Daisies. It has Smile. I'm like, really? No Small Talk? No Never Worn White?
Who knows what any of our queens are up to?
I don't know. Everyone said Gaga just really disappeared after dropping that album.
Well, I can only imagine imagine creating an entire conceptual world and then feeling like you can't
play in it.
Yeah, and make the stuff that do the performances, make the music videos, do the things. Like I bet she's just pausing and hoping to be able to come back and relaunch the era when she can. Hopefully. We'll see.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Get creative.
Get creative like you on your YouTube channel.
Oh my God. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What did you make? Pretty cool.
I uploaded an Animal Crossing video tour.
Wow. So if anybody wants to find it, where can they go?
Bitch, it's Corey Cool on YouTube. You might have subscribed 8 years ago. I will say, somebody commented and said something like, "Oh my God, I missed you so much." And someone replied to them and said, "Bitch, he's been making a podcast for 5 years. Why are you going to say you miss him? If you missed him, you could have been listening to the podcast." And I thought,
and that's that on that.
I thought, well, thank you, my one fan.
There we have it. I'm looking forward to watching it. I've been thinking about getting Animal Crossing. It's like, I've run out of games to play. I beat Final Fantasy.
I mean,
Zelda.
Do you know anything about Animal Crossing?
I know nothing.
Yeah, I didn't either. I had never played any other versions of it. I mean, you essentially just get an island and you have to, I mean, the rough outline of the island is there, but then you pretty much can design and recreate and put things where you want. So if you do watch my video, just know that I did all that.
I can't wait.
I made
watch.
All that. I did those things. It's great.
Well, do you want to hear about my trauma this week?
Oh God, I would love to. Did no one kiss you in your kissing square?
Nobody kissed me in my kissing square. No, somebody may have kissed my kissing square.
Is it a square? I didn't realize squares could gape. I didn't realize squares could prolapse.
Shut the hell up. I suffered yesterday. I had quite a day.
Why?
I started the day finding ants in my kitchen.
Better than ants in your pants, honey.
Sure.
Would you rather have ants in your kitchen or ants in your pants?
Well, if you look at what I'm cooking in these pants, it's kind of like I got a little mini kitchen brewing down there.
Those aren't ants. That's turds.
Them's crabs, baby.
That's crabs. You're right.
No, it's just a simple lice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pubic lice. Yeah, that was the joke, babe. And then I go
to get ant spray.
No, I sprayed them all down. I did feel bad about that because you know how
yeah, you had your moment with your caterpillar and now you realize that all God's creatures are precious.
Right. So it did feel bad to kill like 30 ants right then and there.
Whoa,
but
30?
They were all, yes, because I had some like recycling, you know where I keep my recycling
honey
ants.
On the counter? Yes, I know where your trash is.
I drizzled honey everywhere in my kitchen. That's what happened.
Were they on the floor or on the counter?
They were kind of traveling on the wall from a plug. So like that was their access point or something.
What if filming A Bug's Life 2? And you just ruined it.
The bitch, they didn't get a permit. So no, I felt a little bad to kill that many consciousnesses. But I thought, you know what? Had they asked for permission,
you would have
got a permit.
Put a treat in the backyard.
Right. Sure. Yeah. Led them out. So then that happened. And then I was pulling out of a parking spot. I had to run errands yesterday. And I was pulling out of a parking spot in a parking garage and I scraped my entire front left of my car against
a pillar.
Pillar.
Oh, thank God it wasn't another
I
car.
Know. Was it like I, when that's you what hit I thought.
Grace.
Oh, it was kind of like that. But so you
kept going? Why didn't you stop once it started scratching?
I did, but what had happened was I started backing out a little fast.
This is why you didn't drive on the Amazing Race. This is why you don't drive when we're together in normal times.
And my front headlight is no longer part of the car.
What? Why didn't you send me pictures?
So I have to figure that out after we record this podcast. I have to figure out.
Is it just like dragon?
No, it fell right off.
Did you pick it up and put it back in your car?
It's in the back seat. Baby on board.
Okay. Did you buckle it in?
No, but I do hear it jumbles around. Wow. So that was my fender bender. Mm-hmm. My latest, and it was stressful, and my car, you know how on the dashboard it'll like have check your oil or whatever, you know, those
it says your car's a piece of shit now.
it said error and then an exclamation point
damage
in a triangle, and I thought, well baby, you don't even know half of it. so if I'm trying to turn left these days, you wouldn't know.
I mean, that's a tricky way to turn left.
So now I have to put my hand out the window and say I'm going that way, point, and I'm going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hopefully just
do an up and over the hood sort of thing.
That way.
Yeah, I'm like going that. Out and up and over.
I'm going this way and that.
Well, you could always get a new car that farts.
What?
You know those cars that fart?
Oh, a Tesla?
Yeah.
Jesus, I hate that shit. God.
You're telling me, sis.
So, yeah, that was, I had a very traumatic day, to be honest. Like, thankfully, it was, nobody else was involved in the situation, because well, that would really stress me out, especially if I like, like just scraped an entire other car while they're parked next to me. Like, what do? You leave a note, I guess? Like, certainly I'm not sitting there and waiting for them to get back to the car so they can be mad at me. No.
Yeah, leave your phone number. Sorry.
I leave your phone number.
Leave Lisa's phone number.
Sure.
Or Nathan's.
I could have, maybe. So, yeah, that was my trauma for this week. Did you have any traumas?
Let's see. Any trauma over the weekend? No. No trauma.
No, 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 no trauma.
No. No, no trauma. I was doing... Mary J. Blige, and you went...
Fergie.
There we go.
I realized Fergie was my first pop queen.
Wow. She was your first.
Like, in high school, Gaga came out after I graduated high school.
So what you're saying is Fergie walked so Gaga could run?
In my brain, yeah, kind of.
We were talking about this the other day, and I said, do you know who my first queen was?
Who?
Michelle Branch.
That's out of control. That's nuts.
Yeah. Well,
didn't I make a salad with her?
Yeah, I think you made some sort of kale beet salad, and you got her to sign a copy of Hotel Paper for me. Incredible album.
Good times.
Great oldies.
I've watched a lot of movies this week. I felt like you.
What'd you watch? Anything good?
I watched Eurovision on Netflix. Did you see it?
Oh, you think I'm going to watch a Will Ferrell movie that involves him singing?
Yeah, I know.
Do you even know me at all?
But it was Rachel McAdams. She was great.
I feel bad for her if she has to film those kind of movies with Will Ferrell.
I can't with movies where the romantic couple, the main characters are, how old is he? Will Ferrell age.
It's like all those movies where Jennifer Aniston's supposedly dating Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Actually, they're a lot closer in age than I thought they are. Maybe they're like 10-ish years apart. That's not that bad. I guess she just looks great for her age. She looks really young.
I saw her at Erewhon once.
Go off. The movie was actually kind of fun. Like, it had musical sequences and things. It was a little, to me, it was like watching, what's that movie, a cappella, and they're like competing and things. Mm-hmm. What is that movie?
Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect, yeah. And I didn't really like Pitch Perfect.
But did you like the Demi Lovato song from that movie?
Yeah, Demi Lovato's...
Is she in the movie?
Yes. The majority of her parts in the movie are worth watching the movie. I'll say that. I won't spoil it. But.
Can you get a version, like a copy of the DVD where it just cuts all of Will Ferrell out of it?
It would be a very short movie, which, you know, I would prefer. I love a short movie, a short film, if you will. So I watched Eurovision. I watched... have you ever seen Stay Tuned? I looked it up. It's from 1992. It's like a 90s movie.
Sounds familiar.
So basically, the main character, this guy, loves his TV. Okay.
It's very me. Does he fuck his TV?
No, but it's like, I think it's also made in a time when like having a big TV was kind of like a status symbol. And like, so it kind of revolves around that. And it's getting in the way of his marriage. And his wife breaks his TV or something, or I don't really remember what happens to the TV. So the TV is destroyed in some type of way in an argument. And
TV getting broken.
Yeah. And then a TV salesman comes to his store and sells him a TV in exchange for his soul.
He can't just get a new TV.
I don't know. And it's like a great TV. And so
is this like Smart House?
It's a little like yes, it's scary kind of for the 90s.
Spooky about a TV?
But it's like, it's not, it's like scary for kids. It's a kid's scary movie, I think.
Okay. You Smart know what I mean?
House. Yes. It was a thrill and an adventure. I was stoned. And so it was a lot of it was like perplexing. It was a lot to follow.
Was it like when you watched Flubber and found all the missing plot points?
It's a little bit more frantic than Flubber. You'll see the couple get sucked into the TV and they have to like compete to get out of the TV against the devil.
Who's its star?
John Ritter.
Oh, God. May he rest in peace.
Oh, is he dead?
Yeah, sure is.
Rip.
I was gonna say it reminds me of I was reading. They did like a Where Are They Now with every Big Brother winner as they continue to try to get ready for this like next Big Brother All-Stars. And like they asked them like, oh, did you spend money on anything big? Blah, 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 blah. And the most recent winner from last summer was like talking about how he bought a big screen TV. And I thought this sounds like the most 90s answer ever. For like a bro just to be like, yeah, I bought a 70-inch flat screen.
Good for him. He's a man of simple pleasures.
He's a man of simple minds.
If somebody came to your front door and was like, I'll sell you this thing that you really want. If someone
came to my front door, I'm going to kick them.
If somebody came to try to sell you something and it ended up being something that you really did want and they said, all you got to do is sign right here and say, you're giving me your soul. Would you do it?
I think so, yeah. What else? What else do we have to lose? Look around.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Is it really worth it? Like, you don't know what
I mean,
that
how many
really
more
entails.
Years are really left on this planet?
What I'm saying is, it's not so much about your time on Earth. Your soul lives forever.
Oh, God.
I think. No? And you're that willing to give up your soul for what?
I don't know.
An Apple TV?
I was just yes anding.
Okay.
What would we be talking about if I just said, nah?
Well, I would think smart that you're smart, but now I don't.
Do you remember like having door to door sales people when you were growing up?
Yeah, that was me. I would go door to door selling like cookie dough.
Well, not like kids. I mean, like adults. I felt like people were always showing up trying to sell encyclopedias and like
Cutco
and like they'd try to cut a tin can in front of you.
What?
And then, yeah. Wouldn't that? And then they'd be like, oh, you need a water filtration system. God, I
my family
like
was very
our house got so many fucking door-to-door salesmen.
Yeah, no, we were like, we would not open the door. We would say, we're not interested. And that was it. You know?
Your mom's like, I'm not taking all these boards down from prop of the door closed.
No. If we opened the door, you imagine how much AC would get out.
Your mom has a boot on the front door and the club. Nobody's getting in.
Nobody's getting in. Nobody's coming out. No ma'am.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Should we spend the last 5 minutes opening our presents?
Yeah. I guess. I had two other movies I was going to tell you that I watched. Have you seen The Witches?
Bitch, yes. I watched The Witches all the time as a kid growing up. And listen, I saw it was on Netflix. I screenshot it, sent it to my two older brothers because we used to watch it all the time. And neither of them replied to my text.
Okay, well, that's rude. I had never seen it and I watched it and oh my God, it's a fucking journey.
I was telling my roommate, I was like, we need to get stoned and watch this because I loved it as a kid. And I'd be like, oh my God, the witches can smell me. I stink.
Definitely get stoned and watch it because it was basically there's a witch convention.
Yes,
And Angelica Houston is like main bitch in charge, main witch in charge. And what I love about it is it's from an
HWYC.
Era, yes. It's from an era where like before they would probably lean into CGI. And so it's very Jim Henson prosthetics and things. And
I used to be so like, I was so little when that movie came out. My two older brothers liked it. And so we would watch it all the time. And I was actually afraid of it when I was little. I need to rewatch it.
You will love it. I mean, I was like very, it's like kind of insane. It's just like, there's a lot that happens in it. So
is
I watched that.
Is it better or worse than Snervous?
I don't know. I haven't watched Snervous in a while.
Different.
It's just different. Apples and oranges. And then I watched The Lovebirds. Have you seen that? Also on Netflix.
I've heard about it and I saw everybody sending... I mean, back when it came out, I saw everyone posting the amazing race scene from it.
Yeah.
Because I just Facebook friends with a lot of people from The Amazing Race. And I think every single person I know shared it.
Right. It was cute. It was fine. It was fun.
Great.
So should we open our gifts?
Yeah. I mailed you the package. This was from a couple episodes ago, right?
Yeah, so a couple episodes ago, we were like, we should send each other some stuff because you had a whole bunch of my things that I was going to get from you at some point from visiting San Francisco and like a couple shirts. And then I said, well, why don't we just send each other some shit from around the house? Doesn't have to be fancy. Doesn't have to be nice. Just some little things.
Did you leave yours in that box I sent you in the sun by any chance?
No.
Okay, good.
Why?
Good.
Well, here's what I did do. I transferred everything without looking at it into a bag because I needed to use that box.
Got it. Smart. Did you send me the same box back that I used?
No, but I wanted to take that box to the post office to see what I should be using.
You don't have to defend yourself to me.
No, I didn't, but I thought about it. I really actually did.
This is going to be, I mean, will an unboxing P.O. Box video translate to a podcast?
Who knows? Okay. I'm going to go through the things. I'm just going to reach in. How fun. What the fuck? Okay. So actually, thank you.
I thought you might like that. I we know have you.
You actually do know me. We have. I could actually use this.
Save that for Thanksgiving this year.
Thank you. A can of expired.
It's not canned items don't expire.
Well, this is expired September 3rd, 2019.
That's not true. I bought it last year for Thanksgiving.
Jellied cranberry sauce, which is the cranberry sauce that I would like.
Send that back. I'll return it to Safeway. I bought that in November of last year.
Bitch, as if I'm not going to eat it.
You should eat it.
I'm a botulism bitch.
If the cranberry sauce that you have at Thanksgiving isn't shaped like the can, then you're doing it wrong.
I agree. Yeah. It needs to like, as it goes onto the plate. So thank you.
You're welcome. That's it. That's all I sent you.
It only has...
did you check the sugar?
96 grams of sugar in it.
It literally for the whole can. What's the serving size?
What do you think I'm going to eat?
What's the serving size per can?
Per can.
Yeah.
Eat can. It says eat can. One can.
You just open it with your tooth.
Yeah, it'll fit.
Are you going to keep going or are we doing one item at a time?
Sure. Okay. We have, I'm afraid of every food option you're sending because the first thing
there's
is
a lot of
expired.
Food in there. There's a lot of food in there.
Yeah, but is it all expired?
No.
Well, I found the expiration date on
There's
it.
There's no way that's expired.
Okay, so we have teriyaki beef steak strip. It's like a beef jerky, which you know I love.
Yeah, you got your protein.
Yeah, I will actually very much like this. It doesn't expire until November, so thank you. Oh,
there should be at least one more of those in there. I don't remember how many I put in there.
Okay, yes, I see this one. Same expiration date.
Is it the same flavor? I don't even remember.
We'll see. I'll let you know.
Listen, it was all stuff I found on the street outside of the post office.
In the kissing square? Yeah. An Almond Joy, you know I love. Thank you.
Yeah. You can share that. You can eat it. There's probably a lot of sugar in it.
I'm going to put it in the freezer, I think. That's going to be
smart. I couldn't remember if you liked Almond Joys or Mounds better.
We have my fanny pack that I left at your house. So
and what's
you.
Inside of it?
A bunch of candies.
All the blow pops that all you left in it.
I like to give blow pops to strangers at a festival. So that's that. Thank
Great.
You.
Oh, thank God. Finally reunited with your fanny pack.
And then, okay, so what is this? What is going on here? I don't know. What is this? What is this?
Well, I got it free in the mail.
Oh, great.
It's supposed
what
to be.
What are they?
It's like little things for at the gym to keep you from spreading coronavirus while at the gym or like riding a scooter. I don't know. These I think are, the instructions.
I think I've gotten a targeted ad of these.
Well, I got them free in the mail. Oh,
must be
there
nice,
should be
Rich.
A note. There should be a note in there explaining what they are or how to use them. I don't know. I thought, oh God, he'll use these before I do.
I actually will. Clean wraps. So they're to like wrap your shit before you like contaminate your hand.
Well, there you
at
have
the gym.
It. Yeah, don't get
Thank
sick.
Thank you, Corey. Cool. That is so sweet.
You didn't even get your shirts.
My shirts are in here. I have Enigma shirt and my Disneyland shirt. So thank you.
You're welcome. And there should have been like a stack of cash in there too. Did you not get that?
Where did that go? No. Thank
is that
you, Corey.
All I put in there?
That is it.
Your
thank
box
you.
Is much bigger than mine.
Well, I will say I have a bunch of garbage around my house to send you.
Well, I can see that already because there's Skittles.
Some Skittles. they might be expired.
Oh, yeah, I know. See, I'm not even rude like you just checking expiration
Oh, bitch,
dates.
That's where that went. Oh,
Were
my God.
Were you looking for this?
That was a lot of drama because I couldn't find that.
This is a waffle snack and you gave it to me and you've been mad that you gave it to me this whole time. Do you need me to send it back?
Well, here's the thing. Somebody gave that to me and they asked if I enjoyed it and I couldn't find it. And I said, I must have given it away to someone or something. I thought
maybe
did
that's
I give
what
it
the
to-
ants got.
No. What is it?
It's a Rip Van Waffle.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's a European snack.
That really caused some drama that went missing in my house. Oh. But I guess I gave it to you.
Wow. 3 grams of sugar.
Oh, that would have been nice. Okay.
Well, there's some heart socks.
Oh, those are, so you see the colors?
Blue.
And pink. And white.
White.
It's like the trans flag.
Well, there's some black in here, too.
Sure, yeah. Intersectional, baby.
I love them.
Thank you.
Ooh, a bubbles. A bubbles.
So, okay.
I just realized I was talking with my one friend, Justin, and saying that we should go roller skating through Golden Gate Park. And if we do go roller skating, we should definitely take these bubbles.
So a little backstory about them bubbles. I was
Is that
buying
Matilda?
It might be. Could be.
There's a child on this set and she looks like Matilda.
I bought those bubbles for myself. And then as I was in the line to check out, I thought, oh, Corey might want some bubbles too. So I went
What
back
did
and
you
got
get
one.
Bubbles for?
This and that.
Oh my God. And I can take this ribbon. What was it called? Ribbon dancer?
Yes, bitch. Well, you have to tell the people what it is.
Well, it's a twirl ribbon, cool and fun ribbon dancer, waving ribbon. Yeah, it's what?
I that was also what I was picking up, the ribbon and bubbles for myself, and then I went back and got you ribbon.
What did
and
you
bubbles.
Use rubbing it, bubbles and ribbon for?
Well, I was gonna play with bubbles in the park, but then somebody was like, that's like the exact way to spread your air.
You blow coronavirus into a bubble and it flies away.
Yeah. So then I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna have to play with bubbles alone sometime. Wow. So
some glitter.
Yeah, I think somebody gave that to me.
Great. Glitter. We've got some glitter.
Yeah.
A bath bomb.
Ooh, wow.
This one smells like fabric softener sheets, or those dryer sheets, I mean.
Sure.
I've never used a bath bomb.
Today's your lucky day. It really dirties your bathtub.
Is this a drag coloring set?
It is.
These are nice colored pencils.
Thank you.
What's this?
An avocado.
Wait, alcoholic gummies? Are these like weed gummies but alcohol?
Yes, they are.
You eat one gummy and you get drunk?
No. It's two gummies equal one shot.
Have you ever had them?
No, I have not. Good luck. Some brand sent them to me and I thought, bitch, I don't drink.
Oh, thank God. A bracelet. This is your fun.
Well, I thought you needed to know.
I'm going
to
put it in. Luckily right here at my desk is where all my bracelets are from the last time we went to a music festival. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh my God. There's still more.
What else is in there?
Gay party supply banner. It says it's like a gay.
In case you have a party.
A face mask.
Uh-huh. This has really been spring cleaning for me.
Yeah, that's it. That's all. That's all she
Congrats.
Wrote.
Wow. Well,
I love it.
You're welcome.
I can't wait to blow bubbles. Do you think I can roller skate, blow bubbles, and hula hoop at the same time?
Only if you also bring your ribbon to dance with.
But the one thing about that ribbon, did you see it has a wrist attachment? Like, for, you know how like the Wii remotes have wrist attachments.
It's probably for the best.
Why does your ribbon dancer, they have a wrist attachment?
Well, all it took was one person to fuck it up before everyone had to attach it to the wrist.
Well, I can't wait to eat this Rip Van waffle and these Skittles.
I can't believe the mystery has been solved about that waffle.
I can't believe you got in trouble for not having it.
Well, it was kind of like the person who gave it to me was like, you re-gifted that? I'm like, I don't really know what happened to it.
And the answer is yes, you did re-gift
it. Well, I was like, maybe I ate it? I don't know. Stranger things have happened.
I mean, I would just tell this person that the ants got it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to say or do?
No, I just want to say I hope everyone at home is... wearing their masks and staying home when they can, because bitch, this is never gonna fucking end.
Well, I couldn't agree more.
Corey, where can people find you?
People can find me diversifying my Twitter and Instagram feed, and you should be doing the same.
Wow. Okay. Go off. And you
and they can find me wearing a mask everywhere I go. In the kissing square.
You can find me at a local body shop getting my fender bender fixed.
Well.
But not telling my insurance company. Or what? I don't really know how any of that works.
You're going to pay out of pocket.
I guess. I'm going to come with like a bunch of stuff. Actually, do you think they accept canned cranberry sauce expired?
If they don't, just throw it through the front window.
Okay. Who threw the first can? Body shop.
It was a run by fruiting.
Nobody died at the body shop?
Not today.
Okay. Have a good life.
Talk to you later.
Bye. Love you later.